Blog Talk Radio.
Did you really think that after not being here for a week that I wouldn't start this show off the right way? Yeah, man. Come on now. Let's get this shit crack-a-lacking.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The title says NXT Still Shining, and that's because, as you've seen over the years, a lot of names and a lot of faces have come through NXT, and a lot, some are gone, some are still shining as best they can. So, without further ado, we're going to review SmackDown Live, because it's kind of a tradition here on Off the Rails Uncensored. Come on, monkeys in the truck, don't be asleep now, come on, hit my... Okay, we're not here on Monday and Tuesday. Come on now. The other theme, I mean, come on, guys, really? Somebody get coffee for this guy, for real? I mean... Okay, so SmackDown Live, obviously still in the Big Easy, emanated from the Smoothie King Center, and apparently there's some new faces now on SmackDown Live from the women's variety as well. Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, two women that are very volatile competitors, showed up on SmackDown Live to interrupt the Queen Charlotte Flair, but before that, the number one contender for SmackDown's United States Championship, Randy Orton. Okay, well, moving forward, the tag team champions, the Bludgeon Brothers, I don't think there's anybody that's going to stop them unless they repackage the Ascension or have a team that can formidably defeat them. Gable and Benjamin, anybody? Everyone thinks that the Bludgeon Brothers are untouchable. They are looking like that. But that doesn't make them untouchable. Another match is you had, well, an impromptu match, because I'm just going to focus on the main discussion of SmackDown Live. Naomi and Natalya. Naomi ends up defeating Natalya. The Superstar Shake-Up has really caused a lot of good things. It's making the show very interesting. However, I'm going to touch on a subject that I know people are going to be like, why are you beating a dead horse? WrestleMania wasn't that bad. You didn't spend over $1,000 to watch it on the network, and I'll get to that later. But SmackDown Live featured an introduction of a new general manager, Paige, who is under the commissioner, Shane McMahon. So there's a huge coup right there. She's still involved in professional wrestling. She is not participating in ring, but she is the new GM of SmackDown Live. Just so that leaves Absolution high and dry. I don't care. I'm kind of glad and fortunate, although it's weird is they're still intact on Monday Night Raw. Who knew? So that's one of the huge coups on SmackDown Live. You have Paige now as a part of the roster, as the active general manager, as announced by Shane McMahon. Moving forward, Shinsuke Nakamura was interviewed by Renee Young backstage about his actions after the match at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans Superdome. He gave AJ Styles a low blow. It was hilarious. Kind of felt like he was reading from a generic paper. And then he says, "You want answers? Me, no speaker English." I about lost my shit when he did that. That was funny as hell. I know I'm going backwards in the highlights, guys, but I don't care. Because this is my show, Off the Rails, Uncensored. And basically, I just, you know, just doing my best not to laugh really hard because my friend just showed me the clip again without sound. Thank you, because you almost ruined the clip. So, anyways, there's a lot of good things that happened on SmackDown Live. People I'm still upset about the whole Asuka thing. Not entirely to the point where it's going to ruin my life and I won't be able to sleep for a whole fucking week, but here's the thing. Asuka lost because I guess they were protecting her to losing, you know, from losing to Carmella. So you're telling me Asuka couldn't handle Billie Kay and Peyton Royce after all she made a complete, well, she made them her bitches. Let's just say that when they were in NXT. Anyway, so fast forward into the segment with Charlotte's trying to explain that she wants to thank Asuka for giving her challenge. Out comes Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. You know, it's exciting to have those two. They call themselves the Iconics. I guess that's kind of teasing for the WWE future, soon to be maybe WWE SmackDown Live women's tag team titles. And folks, there have been talks about getting a tag team division going for the women. So that's why you see a lot of these women as tag team pairs, like Bliss and James, Nia Jax and Ember Moon. There's a crap ton of reasons why I like this. It's because now you have an NXT feel to the show. Not quite NXT, but you have better selection. I guess that's the way I can word it. Rather than the same individuals performing night in, night out, not to take away from Becky, Naomi, Natalia, Carmella. Former NXT alum. What Billie Kay and Peyton Royce did, complete and utter genius. Simply because Carmella took the title, picked her spot. She takes the title away from Charlotte. Now, what is this leading into? Don't know. It gives the fans something to talk about in a positive regard, because fans are still kind of upset about Asuka, and I said I would touch on that later, but I lied. So you took the title opportunity away from Asuka? No, they didn't necessarily take away her opportunity. What I believe they did was they opened the door for another person. Carmella can't hold on to that Money in the Bank contract for that long. I mean, she could. They have had a men's match on SmackDown Live last year and a women's, and Carmella did win the very first Money in the Bank ladder match, and she is the first woman to successfully cash in her Money in the Bank briefcase. Successfully. Hey, even though she's a woman, she's more successful than Baron Corbin. Kind of, sort of is. I mean, it's kind of, that kind of, sort of is really funny. So, yeah, Carmella won the SmackDown Live Women's title. Thank you and good night. No, not quite. So, folks, SmackDown Live had a lot of intrigue and interest to it. It showed you who was called up on Monday Night Raw, which is the Authors of Pain, who are Paul Ellering list. Paul Ellering got just, you know, left in the dust. No Way Jose, Ember Moon. So this is starting to begin to look like a brand new roster. Hopefully things won't go awry at WrestleMania next year, because I say this all the time. WrestleMania leaves little to no imagination depending upon what type of fan you are. and whether you enjoyed it or not. Yes, there are good call-ups, and there are surprise returns like Bobby Lashley. Could he be the one to dethrone Brock Lesnar? I'll never know. But to clarify the NXT call-ups, NXT is still shining because they now have a new women's champion who's going to probably bring her A-game to every single match every single week. And not only that, guys, you have a new NXT men's champion in Aleister Black, who defeated Andrade Cien Almas. Johnny Gargano was reinstated. Tommaso Ciampa is still there, so you know there's still going to be a damn good feud. Roderick Strong pulled a Hogan, and I say this because no one would have expected Roddy to join Undisputed Era. So, in essence, no one would have suspected Hogan, who was like an extreme babyface at the time, to have joined Hall and Nash, and they created the New World Order. It's the same parallel, Roderick Strong's not the icon Hulk Hogan. But you get the gist. NXT is still shining. And there's reasons why. Everyone thinks, some people may think, well, NXT's roster just got depleted. They lost some of their main people. Okay. No Way Jose, maybe not the greatest selection for Monday Night Raw, but he still made it further than any of us could. So there's the saying right there. And then Ember Moon, NXT Women's Champion, who lost it to Baszler, meaning she's going on to bigger and badder things, which I think is pretty cool, if you ask me. So, the reason why the title stage just is very short is because NXT is still shining. And yes, I concluded my SmackDown Live review because NXT, by far, as a group, is showing why and how they are invading Raw and SmackDown Live. They did so last year. Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka, on people. I mean, sure, Zack Ryder wasn't part of NXT. But, okay, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch. You're also looking at Bayley, Sasha, Breezango, anybody? I mean, there's a lot of names that pop up out of there. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Okay, maybe that name's not a good comparison for some of you. But he still came from FCW. He still managed to go through NXT. There's a lot of alumni. Cass, Natalya. Enzo is no longer there, but he did come from NXT. So, yes, there is a laundry list of alumni that have ended up on Raw and SmackDown, and they made impact. Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. Oh, my God, the list goes on. And it's not just main roster people anymore that are outshining the rookies. And you would think, the only time that ever happened was probably at the Women's Battle Royal when NXT formed some kind of alliance. And the women's part, that is. I don't know so much about the men in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Memorial, but you get the point. NXT is making their waves. They're making their fucking waves because main roster, you've been put on notice. NXT, they are dominating. Some fans are talking about it. And yes, you'll get your mix of fans who don't care. Fans that only care about mainstream action, mainstream WWE, and that's fine. But you're missing the boat if you're not watching NXT. Because that is where main is getting the flavor from. You can be vanilla and bland all you want, but if you don't add some sprinkles or chocolate sauce or whatever to the ice cream, then that ice cream is just going to be boring as hell. Sure, my taste buds like vanilla. But sometimes I like to add some flavor to it in order to make it interesting, which is what NXT is. They're adding the sprinkles like an Ember Moon or No Way Jose, which, in my opinion, I don't like the guy gimmick-wise because to me he's just a conga line dancer who basically does basic wrestling maneuvers in the ring. That's just me. I'm so excited, you know, that NXT is by far the dominant brand in WWE. Raw and SmackDown Live are awesome shows. Don't get me wrong. They work really hard week in, week out, traveling to please the fans, you know, with whatever story they're trying to convey. But I still believe NXT is one of the best groups of guys and gals out there. Minus a few people that I may not agree with, but these are people that are putting forth their fucking best effort to entertain fans. I mean, imagine having all these people come in, like War Machine, or as Mauro Ranallo claimed them, War Raiders. I kind of like that name for a reason. Just win, baby. But, I mean, Heavy Machinery, have they taken the place of AOP as the big dominant tag team in NXT? I don't know. Some of you are asking me, do I think will happen to NXT's women's division? Well, we'll see. I mean, there's Nikki Cross still left there. I don't know so much about Aaliyah. Maybe she might shine through. And you know what? Maybe there might be several things and several factors to how the women's division will unfold. You got Lacey Evans, you got Bianca Belair. So this is a whole new class. Every year in NXT, it never ceases to amaze me just exactly what they'll do. And I've said this time and time again. NXT, to me, is a group of guys and gals that give it their all. They've got Aleister Black. They've got Velveteen Dream. They've got Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane. I mean, you want a list of reasons why I believe NXT will never go out of style? Because, look, you've got people coming in from Ring of Honor. You've got people coming in from CZW, ICW, NOAH, New Japan. Where do you think they got Shinsuke Nakamura from, or Asuka? Where do you think they got, I mean, Becky Lynch came from Shimmer. She did a lot of things. She wrestled men, for cripe's sake. And I think it's funny, people didn't really believe that when she wrestled Ellsworth that she stood a chance. Come on, no. Things have happened over the last few weeks, because look at the change in climate. Look at the change in surroundings. Andrade Cien Almas held the title. For a very long time. And I'm just giving this as an example, is why NXT is not a drag. There's a good feud between him and Aleister Black. Aleister Black won the right to face Andrade Cien Almas because he beat Killian Dane. Obviously, the creative staff knew exactly what they were doing with that story. And not only that, the feud between Baszler and Ember Moon, despite my disdain for Shayna Baszler for good reasons, she's starting to improve slowly. But like I said, it's not up to me whether or not I say so-and-so is going to go win the championship. I'm not a booker. I'm not a promoter. I just, as a fan who has seen several championship matches, it doesn't make me an expert on how they book. But what I'm saying is the match or the feud and the build between Shayna Baszler and Ember Moon was so dramatic and so well thought out. Made you think, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen next when these two face each other? Ember Moon barely got by the first time. Then the second time around, she faced Baszler. Baszler wasn't fucking around. She somehow managed to catch the eclipse and put it into a Kukamura hold or whatever Mauro Ranallo said. So that led to bigger and better things for Ember Moon. Another good example is the tag team. The tag team division for NXT is really stacked. They got Heavy Machinery. I don't know what you would call Tino Sabatelli and whatever, Riddick Moss. But it's a decent tag division. You got Eric Young and Killian Dane, or Eric Young and the other member of Sanity. There's just a lot of good things happening for WWE as far as NXT goes. Why they're still shining? I'll tell you why. We're going to pause 10 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, for station identification, and I will continue my thoughts. Okay, so basically, as I was saying, the tag team division is stacked in NXT. The women's championship has changed hands. Who knows what Baszler is going to be able to do with that women's championship? Who knows what's going to happen with Aleister Black and his championship? I like how the scenery changes versus, you know, how things tend to stay the same on Main, and that's all because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah, some things remain the same. Does get us to talk. However, it still makes you wonder why things never change on Main roster some of the time. Enough of my psychobabble. I think I'm going to hit the point in the show where I keep it real and I don't hold back. The cost of something I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Okay, so not to beat this issue into the ground like a dead horse, but I'm gonna say this nicely. NXT has proven themselves to be the guys and gals that work their ass off no matter what. And when they get their opportunity to come to Monday Night Raw or SmackDown Live, they make the best of it. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Ember Moon, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura. The list goes on, folks. You know, you want to know why NXT is still shining? It's not because they only have an hour of time for you to see them and you really get an intimate detail on who they are when it comes to their personas or their characters. No. These are the men and women who go from city or small town to small town, and then they go to really big towns for takeover, and their payoff is they either win a championship or they win a really important key match for their career. So my thing is this. If you want an answer as to why I favor NXT over Main, it's because Main roster, sometimes you can catch him sleeping. Or sometimes their shows, like WrestleMania, can lead a fan to disappointment. Trust me, I've been through six of those WrestleManias outside of WrestleMania 20. And the reason why I keep going is because I've found NXT. It's no secret that NXT, when they do a show, they give it their all to give the fans what they want. I respect the process, the due process that comes with WrestleMania, because there's a lot that I probably am not aware of that goes into the planning, the press conferences, not just the press conferences, but the appearances for charities, the Hall of Fame, the planning that goes into WrestleMania card itself. That probably starts from day one in January. Guaranteed, you guys, there's already plans for WrestleMania 35 next year in my hometown in New York. Well, technically it's in Jersey, so I really don't claim that town. Although it says New York, New Jersey. Point is, NXT knows how to throw a party when it comes to showing their fans a good time. There's no shame in being an NXT fan. You know why? Because they have the tools. In other words, they have the list, an array of talent that is not, you know, bad. It's not good or indifferent. They let you be the judge, or they let us be the judges instead of, okay, go out and cut a 21-minute promo. Make sure you talk about this. Make sure you hit the bullet points. Make sure you do this. But there's a whole different format on how each show is done for WWE. It's not all done the same. Even if you haven't been a part of the show, you still, as a fan, get the grasp of why NXT is better. And that is because the last few takeovers before WrestleMania have really let the fans gravitate in a positive way towards NXT. There's a lot of fans that have said, well, you know what, I've seen Maine, I'm just not interested anymore. And there's reasons for that. It's simply because whenever we as fans have watched WrestleMania, we've watched WWE Raw. Yes, it has. Raw has its moments and SmackDown Live has its moments. But what's hilarious to me is that those shows have their moments right after WrestleMania, and there's no issue with that. However, you know, it'd be nice to be able to say, okay, all around WWE is doing awesome. Yes, Monday Night Raw has Ronda Rousey, and now she's feuding with a pointless character. I wouldn't say pointless, but see, here's the thing. There's been rumors circling around on the internet about Ronda Rousey facing off with Charlotte Flair. Now that Charlotte dropped the title, do you see where I'm going with this? Is there such a thing as I told you this was going to happen? No, because now they kept us guessing. And WrestleMania was a good point, a good discussion point that I was going to bounce off from yesterday or continue discussing. But tonight's topic is about NXT and why it's such a good group of guys and gals that wrestle. They actually give the fans reason to boo or reasons to cheer. And so do Raw and SmackDown Live, but in different wavelengths. You're telling me that Raw and SmackDown Live are better than NXT? I mean, that's your opinion, dude, but here's what I have to say to that. I've watched NXT since its inception, since it began. I've seen guys, like Hideo Itami, CM Punk, guys like, okay, Zack Ryder. People that have been through the system and never really looked back. Because if you obviously look at their careers now, look, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins created the biggest faction now outside of Undisputed New Era. And they called themselves The Shield. I think that's a very big deal because, look, history was made in Indianapolis when that happened or occurred. So what good comes out of NXT, aside from factions, aside from historical moments? I can tell you from experience of watching takeovers in Brooklyn. I can tell you from experiences of watching a takeover in Chicago. Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, anybody? Those two could put on a match for days. Fight forever. You've got an array of talent. EC3, which some people debate, but that's fine. They're not the ones involved. You've got Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan. Yes, sometimes NXT kind of falls under the category of the big leagues for the indies. My bad, you know, people make that assumption about NXT before they watch it. They're like, I don't want to watch independent wrestling. You guys don't have a clue how cool it is to see shows like, or people come from shows like Evolve and Wrestling Revolver. Because, look, Cassius Ohno, he did come from Evolve. And people who run, you know, things like Wrestling Revolver, a.k.a. Sami Callihan, who runs the promotion, Wrestling Revolver, you know, and is amazing at it. I got to say, NXT has come a long way from its inception when it first began. Because, look, Finn Balor, Bayley, Sami, Kevin, Samoa Joe. There's some people stuck in NXT, like, okay, Murphy, because Alexa Bliss did manage him. So she came from a management position, a valet, like Zelina Vega. And she made most of it, becoming the SmackDown Live Women's Champion and the very first woman to win both new brand championships. So she's kind of the modern-day Trish Stratus. Maybe she may laugh and say, wow, that's kind of a huge accolade. I really don't think of myself like that. Trish was one of her idols. And what am I getting at? The people that have come from Raw and SmackDown Live that were formerly from NXT, they went through a lot just to get there. Carmella wasn't even supposed to be drafted. And look at her now. She is now the SmackDown Live Women's Champion. And she waited a very long time to cash in because everyone was guessing when she was going to do it. Some of you may say, I already knew she was going to cash in after WrestleMania. Point is, the people from the superstars from NXT, past and present, have made impacts on main roster. And they've made it because, let me tell you guys something. Those people who don't even watch NXT, I could say this till I'm blue in the face. But, they, you know, it's up to you guys. Watch NXT. It is worth your while. If you don't, you are missing the boat. I say that a lot because even if you guys are more prone to watching Progress Wrestling or if you're prone to watching ICW or New Japan or NOAH or Dragon Gate or Chikara or Ring of Honor, that's cool because I like watching that stuff as well because FlowSlam.com, anyone, I can rewatch that stuff also on the WWE Network now. But the point is, staying on the subject, NXT by far will always be to me the roster that has the most heart because, the you know, like I said, you go from small town to small town and you literally are living out of your suitcase, preparing yourself to live the lifestyle. These are men and women who worked in armories and didn't really have a name or make a name for themselves until somebody took notice of them. And it's not just Steve Corino. It's not just Bill DeMott. Bill DeMott's no longer there anymore. But these men and women sacrifice themselves and put themselves on the line, like Nikki Cross from Sanity. Not just her, but I mean, the Gargano-Ciampa match, that's just the icing on the cake to make NXT complete because they used to put on good rivalry matches between the two. It's like the Hardy Boys, but the Italian version. And that's just my opinion. People say, well, how do you manage to think of that? I think of a lot of analogies and comparisons when I do this show, so forgive me if I think outside the box when I'm describing something. Forgive me, I have a cold. I'm sniffling, folks. But anyways, back to my point. NXT, the brand that everyone is now paying attention to, because look, there are, like I said, there are the fans that pay attention and only pay attention to who's on Main instead of paying attention to who is on SmackDown Live, you know, or they only pay attention to who's on SmackDown Live and who is on Monday Night Raw, because that is the group of people that they normally are accustomed to. Expand your fucking horizons. There is so much more wrestling than WWE. There's Monster Factory, there's Evolve, there's Ring of Honor, there's a crap ton, there's ICW out in Kansas, there's ICW overseas in Europe. Now, granted, yes, I know Paige came from NXT, man. You don't have to remind me. And I know I've shat all over her on my show. But, you know, give credit where credit is due. She did, in fact, start the women's revolution without, you know, having the luxury of having a Raw or SmackDown Live women's championship in her resume or on her resume. She did hold the Divas title, and this, that is kind of a shame because that title was fucking ugly and Paige deserved better than that. She did come from NXT. She won the title multiple times. And some say that she could have been the one to end Asuka's streak, and it would have made sense. There's a lot of good things that have come out of NXT. You've got a rivalry between Johnny Gargano and Ciampa. Is that a good thing? What I'm talking about is people are now intrigued to see just a glimpse of where these people came from. Some people's curiosities may be piqued because they have never seen these people before. Like I told you, you have the fans that only pay attention to main roster stuff, and that's fine. Just so long as you're not a pretentious jackass about it and be like, wow, that's pretty cool. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce are from Australia. Some people like to do that, though. They like to say, well, that's cool. Shinsuke Nakamura, superstar from Japan. Some of you read up on the dirt sheets and don't even watch a fucking match, and that's fine. What I'm saying is the good things that came out of NXT are as follows. History being made, like Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns. No, I'm referring to people who have gone through the system of wrestling for over 10 years plus, and then they finally get a big break. Sure, AJ Styles did not come from NXT. But here's the fun part. Now you've got Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, who's also an NXT alum, who won the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 30 against Batista and Randy Orton. You also have Sheamus, who was a part of NXT. You've had, like I said, Hideo Itami, Akira Tozawa, Roderick Strong, who has really improved on his character, not just because of the heel turn at NXT TakeOver New Orleans, but you have people behind the scenes working with these guys and gals that are making them look good. And isn't that, not just that, but they're giving the fans reasons to do or emit certain emotions. And that's what this is about, is reaching the fans and making them feel a certain way about you. To make them talk about you, if you will. Because if we don't talk about you and you're a big bore, I mean, we could do what we did at WrestleMania 34, and that's play with a bunch of beach balls and make sure that the crowd oohs and ahs about it and boos about the beach balls being deflated. Because, granted, NXT, I don't think there's ever been that moment. Maybe there has. I haven't seen or been witness to it. Because NXT likes to spoil their fans and actually give them what they want. And that is a good show. You don't have to be over the top, you know, F5-ing people on tables or spearing people through a barricade, although those are quite entertaining spots. What I'm saying is NXT, as a group, keeps evolving itself. And the scenery obviously is going to change because of the call-ups that will happen after WrestleMania or maybe after SummerSlam or maybe even after Survivor Series. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already figured this out, SmackDown Live will forever be the group SmackDown Live. NXT, my bad, I'm tripping on words here. NXT will be the group of guys and gals that exemplifies or is a good example of what you guys can expect in professional wrestling. Wrestling now has evolved so much to the point where there's a lot of independent companies coming up, like New Breed Wrestling, NWL, Wrestling Revolver has always been around, but Evolve, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor has been around since 2004, so granted, actually it's been around longer than that. You have a lot of wrestling to choose from, and a good middle ground is NXT. Because a lot of the people from Ring of Honor or New Japan or ICW, and I'm repeating myself, they have managed to give you guys a show. And the cool thing about that is we're able to talk in a positive light. Man, did you see the powerbomb onto the concrete by Gargano? Did you see the match between Andrade Cien Almas versus Aleister Black? Did you see Aleister's match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn against Hideo Itami? Fantasy matches are becoming reality now because there's a certain portion of the booking in the NXT that makes sense to me and to other fans that are saying, man, this match was really good. Man, Zelina Vega, she's an awesome valet. I haven't seen an awesome valet, folks, to be honest with you, since Melina or Sensational Sherry. And that's saying something because NXT is showing you a glimpse of every wrestling era possible. I've seen Attitude Era. I've seen Rock and Roll Era. I've seen independent wrestling, you know, the high spots, you know, like the flippy shit, like the moonsaults and all that good jazz. There just is a lot of wrestling that was kind of undermined back in the day because 2009 was heavily guarded by main roster. Main roster not taking away anything from you guys because you still are the men and women entertaining and you guys are the big leagues. You guys are in the big leagues. So what I'm trying to say is I really am high on NXT because they give the fans a euphoric type of feeling every time. And you think, just when you think you know what's going to be delivered to you by NXT, they one up your expectations. They keep you on your feet. Literally, because there are fans that go in and out of their seats, and then there are fans that just stand the whole time because they're drunk. But hey, you know. NXT will always be the show that gives 110%. And they don't, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts when it comes to their side of wrestling. I always firmly believe that when I turn on NXT on Wednesdays, I'm going to see a damn good show. That's because I don't know what's going to happen. I know some people leave spoilers up there online just because that's, you know, normal fan base in wrestling. There'll be spoilers for every goddamn angle, every aspect. NXT, Raw, SmackDown Live. Even, you know what, there's people predicting what will happen at Money in the Bank coming up in June. And for those of you, and this is just going to be an offhand version, the advertisements, for those of you wanting to get tickets to Money in the Bank in June, You can do so by going to StubHub.com or Ticketmaster.com or clicking on WWE's website to go through Ticketmaster, get your package today for NXT's TakeOver for Money in the Bank in Chicago, SmackDown Live, Monday Night Raw, maybe in different areas, but it'll be very close to. Go to WWE.com to get your subscription up to date for the WWE Network. Your first month is free. Again, your first month is free. You can get your next 3 months with a preloaded card on WWE's shop, or you can go to your local GameStops, Dollar Generals, Best Buys, your local 7-Elevens, and your Walmarts. It's only $9.99 a month with a valid credit card or debit card. If you have a WWE gift card, please check the rules and balance for WWE. That means you can get SummerSlam. You can also get Extreme Rules, Money in the Bank, which Raw will be partaking and participating this year. It'll have, hopefully, a women's and men. Yeah, definitely men's. I don't know who the participants are going to be, but I know that Seth Rollins could be a good participant in Chicago. Who knows? I can't wait because I will be attending. My bad. So this should be interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, folks, do I have anything left in the tank to discuss with you about NXT? I think I do. Every time that someone turns on, or every time that I turn on T, I'm never disappointed. Is that saying something about my feelings towards Monday Night Raw or SmackDown Live? Or yeah, kind of is, because takeovers, granted, some results are kind of questionable, but they don't really make us think too much. All I know is that I'm a fan right now. I'm not a worker anymore, and I'm trying to enjoy a damn decent show. And I get a damn decent show when I watch NXT. Main roster is kind of iffy because the last few years, like I said, the last few years that I've been to WrestleManias and SummerSlams and stuff, questionable results, but you know what? I still watch it and I still have a damn good time. Because that's what we're supposed to feel, right? Because people tell us we can't bitch about certain things because we're not behind the curtain and we don't know what's going on. That's true. And just because I've been on the other side of the curtain, does that give me a right to incessantly bitch about certain aspects? In some ways, I'd sound like a condescending jackass if I said it did give me the right, but I am going to say this. As a fan, I have seen certain things that I don't agree with on main roster. And I'm going to say this. Yes, Charlotte did lose. Does that set the stage for the superstar shakeup for her to end up on Raw and face Ronda Rousey? I don't know. And will the feud continue between Stephanie and Ronda? I don't know. Main roster on Monday Night Raw is actually looking a lot different, a lot better. Samoa Joe returned. Bobby Lashley came back. You had Braun Strowman as the tag team champion. You know, him picking a child at WrestleMania is interesting enough. That was John Cone's son. I did happen to catch that. A lot of articles, including CBS.com or CBSSports.com, CageSideSports.com, Bleacher Report, and even WrestlingNews.co. I don't know how you guys get the source, but maybe, okay, Corey does get his source stuff from Dave Meltzer. So according to that, and according to certain wrestling fans, that word never seems to be wrong. Again, there's a lot of stuff that I don't quite understand when it comes to main roster. Some things I don't really get, meaning, why would you have Asuka lose the championship? To protect her from losing to Carmella? Okay, maybe that was a good move. Shinsuke, though, for sure fans thought, well, maybe Shinsuke has ulterior motives. Maybe he could win the title after WrestleMania. I don't know. there's just a lot of questions what Maine does, and it makes it questionable booking, and it makes it questionable for fans to continue to watch. I still watch because I'm a broadcast journalist in my own right, because granted, I didn't go to a four-year university to get said broadcast journalism degree. However, I am a podcast host, which in turn makes me a journalist by default, according to some of you who are messaging me right now on B-Train 05000. I do 100% hope that NXT continues to grow. Actually, I know they will, and I'm not worried, because I've seen the way they handle things. I've seen how their booking is done. As far as, you know, a fan goes, you know, this is what I see from my perspective as a fan. When someone does an amazing job at putting the pieces together, putting the puzzle pieces together and actually forming an awesome picture, no matter what year it is, kudos to whoever does it. I know most of you are going to say, well, you shouldn't know with Triple H. Look, guys, I'm going to be the incessant mark that says that, because this is my show. And I'm going to say this nicely. NXT proves time and time again why they're not just the AAA for main roster. And some guy said that sitting next to me at WrestleMania, and it bugged the fuck out of me. They're like the farm system for main roster, which is, there's some truth to that statement, but there's also some kind of, there's some kind of backlash that I just wanted to just parlay to that gentleman. And that is, if you, I said, do you watch NXT? No, I've never watched any of it. And then some guy said to me, you're a diehard fan. I guess you could classify me as a diehard wrestling fan when it comes to NXT, because someone said a long time ago, you should watch this. You should really watch NXT. I mean, it's worth your while. It's going to be worth your wait. I didn't quite understand what he was saying, but now I kind of do, because here's the thing. Despite what we'll say about NXT, even if they haven't watched it, it does bother me, because you do realize where most of these people come from. You only read, oh, they came from NXT. They got a call up from NXT. That's like saying you don't know anything about your draft pick for your favorite NFL team. If you don't do your research on your rookies that come into the league, then how the fuck are you going to be a good, in my opinion, like a decent fan? Because it doesn't matter. You're still a fan. But you should know a little bit of background about the people coming up. Case in point, fellas. Steve Cutler, Monster Factory. There's several. Sheamus, Monster Factory. Some of the NXT call-ups that you see on Main right now, they came from a certain place. And they trained in a certain place. So please, when you watch a show like WrestleMania, and that's the only show some fans go to, expand your fucking horizons, because NXT is still shining. They're still making valid cases as to why they are the best, as to why they are the most dominant group, aside from Ring of Honor, aside from New Japan. They're proving their case week in and week out. You can't deny T their worth. You just can't. I mean, maybe before when it first started, some people say they're big fans of it. So Wade Barrett, Gabriel, Justin Gabriel, those names ring a bell. Because they sure as hell ring a bell for me. And I remember what happened to a young Wade Barrett at Survivor Series. Good, bad, or indifferent, NXT has its group of people that it solely relies on No, it has its core group, which changes every time. It could be Sanity. It could be Undisputed Era. Yes, fandom changes rapidly in wrestling and not just NXT. I understand that point, man. What I'm saying to you is NXT always has its group of people that are the natural born leaders, are the people that make NXT worthwhile to buy your $768.52, for example, for front row. That $762 is worth the money and price of admission. Granted, yes, people say, well, I get entertained, you know, for that price every week, you know, for my independent wrestling. All I can say to you is expand your horizons. There is such a thing as watching good wrestling. And NXT, they fit the bill on that all across the board, because if you want a talent of people, I mean, there's only 16 people or 18 total people that are making headlines, you know you're doing something right as a company. Because if I, who and out of the many fucking critics that sit here and say, this is a good example of good wrestling, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. And part of the other side of the spectrum is, man, you start appreciating other talent when you see it. And you say, oh, man, did you see that double down? Or, oh, man, did you see that international spot? Conversations don't go like that, trust me. Oh, man, did you see when they did that spot off the buckle? Again, conversations never start like that in wrestling unless you really, really started off like that. I apologize 110% for fans who kind of know what I'm talking about and kind of don't. But here's the thing. I got 90 seconds to say, man, wow, I used the whole entire hour, which is something that I normally don't do. Watch NXT, folks, and don't hold anything back when it comes to curiosity, okay? I am E-Train from Off the Rails Uncensored. I will see you all next week. Actually, I will be on the air next week. Let me rephrase that. Have a nice day, night, whatever. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. I got to go eat, bitches. Oh, well. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Hopefully spring will poke its ugly head out again. Toodles, bitches. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something I would be. I'm the coast of personality, the coast of